Yeah, you can't hold on to anything. You know, you get 1-2, and you got to get to number three pretty quickly. They do a great job of collapsing the pocket. You know, they're coming off the edge, and they got the big guys in the middle that are forcing you, forcing the guards and everybody right in your lap. So they make it really difficult.
Very difficult.
You watch them on film, and a lot of teams are doing different things. Not a lot of people are taking shots because there's just not a lot of time. So we're going to have to kind of invent some ways to get creative and find ways to push the ball down a little bit, because it's going to be really hard to dink and dunk these guys and five at a time all the way down the field. I think they do a good job of knowing that the ball is coming out. You know, they do a good job of reading the quarterback's eyes. They know that the quarterback can only look one way, maybe two ways, and the ball is coming out. They know that they're not going to get pump faked or looked off a long time because the D-line gets there. So I think they do a good job of anticipating when the ball is going to come out. They show a lot of different coverages, you know, but they definitely rely on that front four, right, and rightfully so. Great point. It's a great point. You know, we don't have to go from a 4-3, 3 technique, cover 2 to a 3-4 team and completely change everything. So that's a great point. You know, we'll have some carryover from the last two games, be able to keep things relatively simple for the guys on the short week. They are good against the run. I think, you know, they're rushing the passer, and if you run the ball along the way, you know, they try to make the play. So they're coming for the passer. So the screens, hopefully we can get those in the right situations and kick those out.